For a variety of reasons, American Indians and Alaska Natives have disproportionate levels of murder and missing persons. So much so that the Justice Department set up a presidential task force to try and mitigate it. With more on the task force and its activities, the Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Office of Justice Programs, Katie Sullivan. Ms. Sullivan, good to have you on.
Hi, Tom. Good to be on. Thank you.
Tell us, first of all, the background here. What is going on in the American Indian and Alaska Native populations that they have this issue?
Well, I think that what is happening in our Indian country and with Alaskan Natives is that there are missing people and murdered people. There's jurisdictional issues. There's issues of geography, quite frankly. That is the completely rural nature of many of our tribes, and certainly in Alaska, that make it very difficult for a coordinated response when someone does go missing and or is murdered. So what we're trying to do is to close some of those gaps, look at closed cases, and we're really trying to get a handle on data, so that we can actually know where are the concentration of issues, so that we can put resources, we can come together with our other agencies in order to try to help Indian country reduce and reverse this trend.
Because many of those areas may have one or two sworn officers to cover hundreds of square miles, or it could be days mm-hmm. or hours before they can respond to everything that happens. Is that one of the problems?
It is. I think that was most notable when I went with the Attorney General Barr to Alaska. And on our trip to Alaska, we not only had meetings with many of the federations and different groups, we also went up to see a village in a riverboat. So we went in riverboats up to Nepasiak Village, and they have no roads. There's certain times during the year where they're cut off from their hub, which is Bethel. It would be very difficult if someone reported a serious crime or someone went missing. It could take days for state patrol to get there because of weather and other difficulties. I think actually seeing that, and I know the Attorney General was extremely moved when he saw that firsthand and could understand the public safety issue. Now, that is not unique to Alaska. When you come down and you look at, say, some of the tribes, and we also visited with the Attorney General Montana, and you see some of the Indian country in Montana, they have very similar issues. So certain tribes may have some tribal law enforcement. They then have to coordinate with the Department of Interior, which is the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Bureau of Indian Affairs, depending on the level of crime, then has to coordinate with the FBI. And so you have these issues with jurisdiction.
Sure. And how is the task force organized? Who's on it? And where does it live within the Office of Justice Programs?
I was so excited when President Trump directed the creation of this task force in November of 2019. He wanted to address this problem of missing and murdered American Indians and Alaskan Natives. The Attorney General and the Secretary of the Interior serve as co-chairs. I have the honor of serving as the Attorney General's designee and representative on the task force as a co-chair, along with Assistant Secretary Tara Sweeney from the Department of Interior, who serves as Secretary Bernhard's representative. We also have the Health and Human Services. We have the FBI, the Office of Violence Against Women, and we have the head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is Charles Addington, and he runs the law enforcement piece of BIA.
We're speaking with Katie Sullivan. She's Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Office of Justice Programs. And what has the task force done so far? What are your initial activities here?
It's great that you asked that. It's an interesting time. Our first goal was to work in a government-to-government way. The federal government has a trust responsibility to our Indian and Native American and Alaskan Native partners. So the first thing we have to do is to bring them in through listening sessions as well as formal consultations. So we have a very robust listening session and consultation schedule. We have had multiple listening sessions already in which we're getting feedback from our Native American partners to find out what are their concerns, what are their challenges, what are some examples of what's worked in their communities. And so first thing we need to do is to make sure that we are partnering in the way that we are supposed to partner with sovereign nations. So that's our first task. We have another work stream that's happening at the same time, which is we are developing policies and protocols. We are coming up with a plan to collect data. As I said, data collection and analyzing is a very important part of this. We also will be educating people on NamUs and doing an educational and sort of outreach program on NamUs. So each one of the departments has a different focus and a different work stream. But what I love about this task force is how we are truly so mission driven and working together, which is how it should be. We need to work together interagency in the federal government with our partners, Alaskan Natives and Native Americans, to solve this issue.
And NamUs, one more time, is...
NamUs stands for National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. It's a program where you can go online and report someone who's missing. Anybody can go on. What we do is encourage law enforcement, tribal law enforcement, et cetera, to go on and report someone who is missing and then also go when that person is found or heard from. So what's tricky is we don't have a really perfect number. Because if you look at it, oftentimes people will report someone who's missing, but they may not go on back online and report that someone has been found. They also have the capability, people have the capability of putting on, you know, if someone has a tattoo or something that is defining about their feature so that they can be looked for more easily.
And in these learning sessions and feedback sessions, have any possible courses of action for the federal government to take come to mind yet?
Yes. I mean, I definitely think so, particularly with our FBI partners, and they'll be heading up the NamUs portion of things. HHS is working on an education and outreach plan, and then the Department of Justice is working on coming up with policies and protocols that then can be disseminated. While we will have some policies and protocols that we will recommend for how we deal with these cases, at the same time, Tom, it is very important to understand that every single tribe is different. Their needs, you know, you've gone to one tribe, you've seen, you've heard from them. Their needs may be very different from another tribe, right? We also have an emerging population of Native Americans and Alaskan Natives in urban communities. So we need to figure out how to assist those people to bring culturally competent services to them. So policies and protocols are going to have to be written in a way that can pivot to the needs of each one of our partners. The Department of Interior is creating cold case teams. Those will be multidisciplinary teams so we can start to look at some of these older cases of people who have gone missing. And then separate from the President's task force, the Attorney General did announce an initiative in which we are looking at immediate responses. So it's very operational in its mission. And that is, if someone goes missing, how are we responding to those cases? So we're placing program coordinators in U.S. attorneys' offices in 11 different districts in order to head up community teams to be ready to respond to missing cases moving forward. So we're looking at the older cases and moving forward operationally as well.
Katie Sullivan is Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Office of Justice Programs. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it.
We'll post this interview and links to more information at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Hear the Federal Drive on your schedule. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts or Podcast One.